Chesem Abayz in the Ran, the third wide line of the Ran. Hamadish brother Samatar Hoav Hidiroi, the father made an Isser, Shal Yeheva Obiv Bimenu, Kadeshli is Batam Tamatar. The father made an Isser on the son, that he cannot benefit from his son. This way the son will not be interrupted in his studies. So Mutra ben Lamalis Loviv Chavish Omayim or Lahadak Vosanir. The Mistama Mimil the Zutri Kihani the Lekab Hubitul Li Mutara Loy Adre. So he didn't mean to answer the very, very minimal effort things which take a minimal amount of effort and time. This version of the Gemara is correct. The Tanya Maisabecha Shehirtsa Benoir Latamotero. He was trying to endear his son to learning. He prohibited the son from himself from getting benefit from the malach of the son. So the Brisa Mama says this case. Okay. Yerushalmi Mesechtas Bikurim Tani. Hamadas brother Talmud Torah. Mut the malus the chabas shamayim lahag lois in there. So which parallels our Gemara? Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan af lichach lechafetzim in a shuk. He could also go to the shuk to buy something for him. So ma pligin, where is what's the difference in these two opinions? So kan beish kan beisha. So in the case of the mother would be doing this, she doesn't like going out to the shuk, so she did not mean to ask her that case. And if the person was a Adam Chashuv, a distinguished individual, he's not going shopping in the shuk for vegetables either. So he has the same status as an Isha. Adam Masuyam ain't dark and lika chafetzim in the shuk. When on Sahari the day to the Hachi loy Adre, I will eat Shena Masuyim. Keep in the darker Leilach Bashuk. I feel a Bahani Adre. So a regular man, he doesn't want his son going to the Shuk. It's a Shikol Tircha for him. That is time consuming. But for Anisha, that's a very important thing that she needs to help with that. So she did not mean to answer that. Then we said, "Mutal Hashus Lo Koshal Shalom." Klemer Mutal L'Shamshu B'Koshal Beisavil. Inamish Shal Beis Amerchutz. The two pshat in the Mora said either means Beisavil or Beis Amerchutz. So he could give him this cup. In Neidarkei Shalom, Sheidarkei B'Kach. This was a standard thing that they would do, and he did not mean to answer that. Midavka Hai Koshal Mudur. The Lasham Shah Bhigoin Zeh Bovad Hitira Dumi the Idah the Madhab Noy Tamotero, Shitiru Haban Lamalas Avi Mayam Mishal Av. It's the cup between the drink belongs to the mudder, and the mudder is just servicing him by taking care of the tircha. So that's what's mutter. If the mudder would give his own wine, that'd be osur. Just like by the case of the heter of Lamalas Chav Shamayim, by the Benoi, it's not that the son is giving his own water. The water belongs to the father. The father has rights to whatever it is. And the son is just providing the service, the tircha of getting it. So, in the case of here also, he's providing the service, but he's not providing the wine. Okay. The first white line.
Cup of peace.
A cup of peace. Bain. Tanya, why is it called shalom?
No, it's wine.
Yeah.
Do we? I mean, we don't really drink dirt of ales, do we? I mean.
Do we? I mean, the Gemara talks about the whole of the it was that they would dafka give a cup of wine to the Avul.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay. Tanya Yeshua Ish Uza Omer. The Brisa says that Yeshua Ish Uza said, Zon Avoda B'Shimchos V'Knanim. So he can support, he can feed the person's Avodim. V'Yozen Es Behemtoi, Bein Tmeya Bein Tahara. Okay. So what's the difference? The Gemara says, Avoda B'Shimchos V'Knanim L'Man Charusa Av Eden. They're there to clean the house. So the food is an indirect benefit, whereas behema the fatuma avida, the behema is there for fattening. So the food that he puts in the and then is a direct financial benefit to the mutter. It's a vada v'shivchis akadani zatiran. Four lines at the bottom. Nearly the mezonos yaserim kamar. Like we. It's going back in our Mishnah, so he said it's about the over, you know, giving him beyond the required amount. About the Eliezer Koy, it's going back on Eliezer in the Mishnah, and saying, who is Shayusa, the Shari, Ribliezer, by Behemoth Tameo? That which Ribliezer was mounted by Behemoth Tameo to give because it's not giving him a benefit. The Hanam Mazenus Yaserim, Kamashi Parashim, Mishasenu, Lesset. So Yeshua Ish Uza is saying that that's incorrect. The field behemoth tameya, the fatuma avida, the merkel of the kachavim. Behemoth tameya is going to translate into a actual financial benefit by the fact that it's gained more weight. You sell to a goy. Avavada b'shichoyt v'kananim mia isa. There he's right. The inu the mankerusa avida. So there to clean the house. Now the Tegirsa, which we have in the Gemara, which we have in the Gemara, Vika, the Garsi, the Leman Kharusa, it's a very, they're just going to die, as opposed to being killed and eaten. So, there's a graphic way of saying it, okay? Fine. Zakti Mishnah. Hamura Namechabe, right? Beniklus Tabak, right? Oymer Abalo Yoshev. So, if the mutter is a chayla, so the matter can visit him, but he can't sit. And the madir can be merapa for the mudr refuas nefesh, which means for the person himself. Abalai refuas moment, he can't be merapa his moment, which means if the animal needs ripui, that's a financial benefit. The Ran just says Mefarish, and this is the back of the Yoshev, Mefarish, but Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara. B'maya skinan, what's the case? If the Chayla is the mutter, and the Madir, or the one who's Osir, is the Mavakir. So he's coming and visiting him. So why is that Mutter? Because he's coming from the Mitzvah, that's not called, he's giving him a Hanoah. So what's the difference between standing and sitting? If Eli Yoshev Nami. Ibish Nixay Chayla Osir Mala Mavakir. Tell him why you're telling me the case is the opposite, that the Madir became ill and the Mutter is coming to visit him. So he's saying that's Mutter. So she say, okay, so he can't sit because he's sitting on the property, on the items of the mutter, which he can't, of the mutter, which he can't have an offer of. So Reuben is, in the case where Shimon is the mutter and Reuben is the mutter, so Reuben is sick and Shimon is coming to visit Reuben. So Shimon can't have any benefit from Reuben. So he can't sit on Reuben's couch. and on Reuven's chair. Samora says, but the truth is, I feel I'm a namiloi, because he's coming into the house. So that's also called, he's getting a benefit. Okay. Like we had before, Drisa's a regal. Going through somebody's property is considered taking, using his property, and that's also. Amr Shmuel, La'adam Mishinichsev Mavakar Asur Malachadam. The case was where Shimon is the mutter, and Shimon is sick, and Reuven is visiting Shimon. So Reuven has no problem getting any benefit from Shimon. That's not the problem. The problem is Shimon, the chayla, can't get benefit from Reuven. Okay? So what's the issue? Like we said, if he's being matzah because it's a mitzvah, so what's the difference if he stands or he sits? So the case was, that they would pay people to do bigger chalim. And this person is forgoing the pay. But they only paid if the person would come and be yoshev. So if he comes and he's yoshev and he forgoes the money, so the mutter is getting hanah from the matter. If he stands, so he wasn't going to get paid anyway. Mor says, my pesko, why? The Mishnah says, like, the difference in yeshiva and amida means like that's in a standard understanding of how it's supposed to happen. If you're telling me that this is just circumstantial, it happens to be that this is a place where this is what they do. So why would the Tanna write it din, assuming that that's the average way? The point is saying over here, even if they would pay, it's not. They only pay for. It's only correct to pay for yeshiva. Okay, the boy is same up. Kiribi Shimon ben Yochum. That he says, Gzera Shema Yisha Bamida Hachanami, Gzera Shema Yisha Be Yeshiva. So, we're talking about a place where they don't get paid, like not that we just said, they're not getting paid for visiting. But there's visiting and there's visiting. So if he comes with just a short visit, that's the tzarech mitzvah, and that is mutter or mitzvah or yeshiva. If he stays too long, it's going to be a problem. Well, he's only inclined to stay longer if he's sitting. So he said, don't sit down, because we're afraid he might stay too long.
Why is the length of time an issue? Is it not bigger cholam anymore and becomes...
Right, that's the assumption. Okay, Ula says...
It's not because we suspect him of taking from the field?
Taking...
I mean... I got lost.
Okay. Ula says... The case was the opposite case, where Reuven is the mother and Shimon is the mutter, and Reuven is sick. So Shimon is coming to visit Reuven. Shimon can't get benefit from Reuven. Samor says, so why is the mutter? He's there in the house, etc. He's getting the benefit of being in the house, protection, warmth, whatever it is. So when he ushered him, he didn't usher something which is beneficial for himself. Reuven says that Shimon can't have any hand off from me, but I don't want it to be to my detriment. So if I'm sick, I want him to visit me. That's how now the Mor says, okay. So therefore, but we're back to then, if that's why it's mutter, so what's the difference if the visitor Shimon stands or sits? More answers for Efshar Bamida, that Reuven was asked Shimon, Reuven says, I did not mean to ask her what's for my benefit. The sitting is not for Reuven's benefit. Sitting is for Shimon's benefit. The visit is for Reuven's benefit. But the sitting, Shimon doesn't need that. Reuven doesn't need that. So Shimon wants that. So that's already also on Shimon. He asked it from Reuven's nechas. Okay, so that's the... Tamora's going to ask the question, but let's see the run. From the top of the page. If the case is that Reuven is visiting Shimon and Shimon can't have an offer from Reuven and Reuven's visiting, so what's the difference between standing or sitting? The Omer, my time is Sharisale, why were your matter Omer Mishum de Mavakar mitzvah the Napshi of it? He's not giving Shimon benefit, he's doing a mitzvah. He's a Chala Mishani. Even though there is a benefit which accrues to the chalo, that's considered that's what's happening due to his visit. But his visit is for mitzvah, and the benefit comes out. So that's mot shari. So that even if the visitor seats himself, it should also be mutter. And if the case is the other way around, that Shimon can't have enough from Reuven, and Shimon's visiting Reuven, Reuven is sick, so he can't sit, but why can he stand? Sharei nehena bedrisus haregel. He's benefiting the ability to go into the house. Mishum mitzah less lately sanuge mi yisura. Mitzah is not going to permit him to get this benefit. Samor says that Shmuel said the case was Reuven the matter is visiting Shimon the mutter who's sick. So why can he stand and not sit? That feel welcome still in Skar, even if the places where they pay for Bikur Kharlim, they only pay for Yali Yeshiva. Nearly the Haki Purusha. So the Ramadi Kadukti Shakmir Latsum Shalito Skar, I feel me Yeshiva. Avishu Mutter, there's no way to paying for Bikur Kharlim, but they didn't do it in this place. Shun the Mitzvah Bikur die, Lab Amida. For the mitzvah, Amida is enough. He wants the fact that you want him to be seated. You have a right to pay for that. To be paid for that. If you look at Kadesh Lo Yavoy Alita Skar Al Amida, Hichmir Al Atzman Shalita Skar Af Al Yeshiva. This in this place, they didn't want people doing that because they were afraid people would take money for the part of the mitzvah which is also. So we could picture that the mitzvah Kharlami comes in, spends a few minutes, and he leaves. You want the person to come and sit there for a while, so that's not part of he's not going to do that for the mitzvah, so he's a right to get paid for that. But these people didn't want to do that because that would be confusing. So they said no scar. But Mikra didn't, that's mutter. So in that place, the visitor can sit, even though the chayla, who's the mutter, is getting benefit from him. That's okay. The yeshiva normally they do mitzvah for them. It's just a mitzvah, and that's why. So even yeshiva would be mutter. That they don't add this chumra, they get paid for being seated. Even in such a place, they can't get paid for a mitzvah. That's just the primary mitzvah itself. You can't get paid for that. So if the Tana said, if he goes to visit him, he can stand. The kulo duchti, that's true everywhere. The mitzvah kabbad, he's doing a mitzvah. Ve'idach, Memele Misani. The Chayla is benefiting through the action of him, but it's not what he's doing. He's doing a mitzvah, and the Chayla is getting this automatic benefit from it. Avol Yoshev, Mikulu Duchti. But they can't be seated. The Malkum Shrein Rachmir Lots will be Yeshiva, like a mitzvah. If they get paid for it, you can't always, it's not always permitted to be seated. Depends. In a place where they get paid, then you can't be seated. Like a mitzvah, Nimsa Kala Chai Beskaroi, Ukshena Notam Menu Klum. If he forgoes the payment, he's giving the financial benefits to the chayla who owes him the money. There's difference in two different types of places. We're not getting involved in that. The feel of a makam shein and the schar loyal amid of loyal yeshiva. So they don't get paid for anything. So really, even yeshiva should be mutter. But nehi the b'ahu duchta midina ben armi ben yoshev shari. Even though mikra then yoshev should be mutter also. For the hachik asrina, shema yishev yeshiva yoshev mikdei hatzarek. But he might stay for too long. Chegav the kulo duchti less lehu lemebet hachi b'lo yagra. And that's an amount which he stays long periods. The standard would be to get paid, and if he doesn't get paid, so he's giving him benefit. Aber mir lo gesehen schon mir ist mir nach fertig stay too long standing keep it out to matricho la amoid is le hekero look the fact that itself that he has to do it standing would be a reminder not to stay too long mashenka so mashenka but he the shimon yakim come far shalo that he be siat the shmai the case that around the gzeira applies by mira as well. If the Nixay Chayla, so Reuben is sick and Shimon is coming to visit Reuben, so he can't sit because he's benefiting from Reuben. So why is he allowed to stand? I feel like I'm a litzer. Even I should be usher. The answer is mishum doli adre means chiyusa. Rumi did not mean the usher. Covered the mistama charla ki adre the mavaker lo adre be milsa the tzichale. That which he ushered the mutter is something which would be beneficial for the mutter, something which is beneficial for the matter. He didn't mean the asr. The chela benefits from the visit, and therefore he did not mean the asr that. Because the garsa, now the gears, the way he have it is not that we're talking about a specific scenario which he spoke out explicitly not to answer his personal needs, but no, it's automatically assumed that when Reuven asked Shimon that Shimon can't have benefit from Reuven, he didn't mean that it should be detrimental to Reuven to himself. But this Gersa says no. The case was that it's not automatic. That we assume what's happening. We're talking about a case where he simply said, "I'm not asking Michi Yusei." Now Zaturan, but have Nuscha Nami love the boy the Amr Hachi Beferish. Of the stomach of the milsa hachi isa, bachimuchah hai meisei the meisei b'som. So you might think that this girsa is saying that somebody says a specific scenario. So he obviously has to verbalize that. He says no, it's also an assumption that this is what happens. So even though the girsa is kegoyin, the assumption is that he means not to. He means not to answer on himself something which is beneficial for the matter for Reuven. Okay. Okay.
Oh, also employee.
Okay. Meisve. Cholahu nichus levakre. If the mater became sick, so the mother can visit him. But if the child of the mother became sick, so the mother cannot visit, we could ask him b'shuk how the child is doing. So what's the difference between visiting the father, visiting the son? Okay, b'shtam al ula morses, according to ula's pshat that we just said, I understand. It's good. The case of the Mishnah, or in this case, over here is Vayter in the Mishnah, if I call correctly. Is it the Mishnah or is it the Braisa? It goes with the Mishnah. No, it's the Braisa going with the Mishnah. It's going in the case of the Mishnah. So the case of the Mishnah is that the Mavaker is the mother, so Shimon is visiting Reuven, and Reuven is the mother. So we say Shimon, Reuven had in mind not to ask Shimon from that which is beneficial for going to be beneficial for himself, for Reuven. But he thought about himself, he didn't think about his son. So we say, so Shapur, we understand the Mr. Tzin, the father and the child. He thought about himself and said, I need this person to visit me for my health. It's good. So I didn't mean to ask her. He didn't think about include automatically the chiyus of the son in his exception to the Isser. So here Shimon's coming and benefiting from Reuven's property. And that's Osir. And he did not mean to exempt Shimon in these circumstances when his son is ill. So according to Ula, I understand the case of the Braisa. El Shmuel, Domer B'shenich say Mavakar Osir Me'alachayla. He has the case the other way around, that Reuven is visiting Shimon. So even though Reuven is cannot give Shimon benefit, he's doing it for the mitzvah purposes, so it's not called giving Shimon benefit. So Mor says, El Shmuel Damar B'shir Sayyid Mavakar Sir Malachala Ma'ashnehu Ma'ashne Benoit. So that heter should apply even if he's visiting the son. He's doing it for the mitzvah purpose. So that any benefit which is accruing to Shimon is agav. So what's the difference between him and his son? So Shmuel answered, you're right, the case of Mishnah is where I'm learning. It was the case that the Reuven is visiting Shimon and Shimon can't have it off from Reuven, but the Braisa is not like that. The Braisa is referring to a case of Mishnah Mevakar Sur Malachal. I'm sorry, you read that wrong. Braisa is Sur Malachal. So the case of the Braisa is talking about a case where that the other way around, that the visitor is Shimon. Shimon can't have it off from Reuven. He's now coming into Reuven's house and benefiting from Reuven. So why is it mutter? Because we have an assumption that he meant to, never meant to aser something which is for his direct benefit. So you say, so that he only had in mind for himself, not for his son. Okay. Morris says, my Pasco. So, why do we assume, like, if once you're saying the case of the Bryce, it has to be like that, and there's such an idea, so you agree to Ula. So, why don't you learn the Gemisha like that also? So, Amar Rava. Shmuel, Masis and Kishisa. Shmuel had a problem in the language of the Mishnah. Says he did not feel that this this explanation would explain why Amida, in the case of the Mishnah, it's a case of that the madar is the chayla, and we're saying, means you say he's allowed to come. So we said before they can't be matzah yeshiva because that's the tzarich of the mavaker. Well, that's true, yes and no, because if he sits, the mavaker will stay longer, and the mutter, the chayla, will benefit from a longer visit. So why would it mean that? That's the case of Mishnah. Why would yeshiva be also? Shema mino, the nitzim mavaker is termal the chayla. So mostly the case is the opposite. That Reuven is also, Shimon can't have benefit from Reuven. Shimon is sick and Reuven's visiting, and like Shmuel said. Okay, see you around tomorrow.